Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us, what? Rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. As you know, today, people are celebrating Thanksgiving Day. Well, you know, for me, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. God has been so good to me. Oh, yes, and he's keeping me. Oh, yes. And he's keeping you too. And we thank God today. We thank God for our family. Thank him for your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, your brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, you know, uncles, aunties. Just thank God. He's just so worthy to be praised. Thank him for your friends and even your enemies on today. You pray for those that hate you without a cause in this last hour. I tell you, it's just so much been going on in this world. But even through everything, he's saying, everything, give thanks. And I thank him on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your angels that encamps all around about us, keeping us safe in these last and evil days. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we thank him, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for just touching our bodies, for being our healer. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for keeping us almost to the end of this year. We just thank you, God. We've been through many toils and snares, oh, God, that the enemy tried to take us out, seen and unseen danger, God. But you held back the hands of the enemy, oh, God. You held back the hands of death from a lot of us, oh, God. We thank you on today, God. We can't praise you enough, oh, God. From the fruit of my lips, I bless your name today. Oh, God, we just pray, oh, God, for this nation. Oh, God, how this nation has fallen. Oh, God, but we pray in the name of Jesus for the sin-sick nation that you would save, set free, and deliver, God, that you would draw men unto you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for leaders and pastors, oh, God, all around the world, oh, God. And leading people away and astray in this last hour. People running here, people running there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But the safest place in the whole wide world is to run to you, God, and be in the safest places in the will of God, which is your word on today. I thank you for knowing it on today, God. Continue just to minister to us, God. We pray for those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts, God. We pray for those that are in bereavement, have lost loved ones, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. Oh God, you said in your word, you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Oh God, we pray for people's mind today, God, in the name of Jesus, that if they would just look to you and trust you, God, that you're able to bring them through. You're able to bring them out of any situation. There's nothing too hard for you on today, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lord, think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Help me to help someone on today. In Jesus' name, I pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's somebody that was here on yesterday that's not here today, and they would love to trade places with you and say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, but the dead can't praise him. But while the blood run warm in your vein today, we ask you to just from the fruit of your lip, bless the Lord. The Bible said, I will praise him at all times, and his praises, I will bless him at all times, as his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Good time, bad time, at all time, bless the Lord. And he will bring you through. Oh, yes. Just thank him on today. I thank him for my family. I thank him for my children. Thank him for you and you today. We just can't praise him enough, as I said. You may say, well, you done said that one time. Well, you can't say it too much to tell the Lord thank you. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, and I got into the Word of God early this morning. I read about 4 or 5 different scriptures, I tell you, because you just read one and just seem like you just take it to another. Just went on and on and on, I tell you. And my God is just so good. But today, I'm going to talk about, let's go to Psalms 100. We're going to thank him today. You know, everything, people trying to figure out, you know, what's going on in the church world, what's going on all around about us. But no matter what's going on around about us today, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, Jesus is still our only hope and our only help in this last and evil days. And the only way we're going to make it is through prayer and fasting and getting along with God and seeking his face and turning from our wicked ways. You know, the only way we're going to make it is by prayer. Prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes people. Prayer changes situation. And we got to stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He promised to lead us and guide us into truth. You said, well, you talk to this one and you talk to that one. You go to counselor over here and counselor over here. I tell you, but the greatest counselor is Jesus. He not only will hear you when you call, but he will answer. He will deliver you. He's a mind regulator on today and a heart fixer on today. He tells, let not your heart be troubled. You know, ye believe in God, believe also in me. It's so many people that have turned their hearts away from God and away from truth this last hour. And I know the devil is really glorying in your turning away from truth. Oh, he loves that. Oh, he's just laughing. You know, he's just praising, you know, that you are giving up on God. Never give up on God. He's your only hope. He's there with you when nobody else is there. You know, when you can't reach your mother, reach your father, or your sister or your brother, you can't reach anybody, you can reach God. You can touch him with your voice and talking and praying to him, and he can touch you. And not only will he touch you, he will change you if you want to be free from the hands of the enemy on today. His word say it keep you. Well, Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We're supposed to be thankful today. Talking about Thanksgiving, and every day is a day of Thanksgiving. As I said, God's been good to me. He's been good to you. You're still here. Blood still running warm in your veins. You still got activity of your limbs. He's been good to you. Oh, he's been good to us. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, everybody, no matter what color you are, he said, everybody, all ye land, everybody, serve the Lord with gladness. Be happy that you're still here. Come before his presence with singing. Oh, yes. We know David wrote a lot of psalms. He didn't write all the psalms, but he wrote a lot of psalms, you know, telling us to be joyful in the Lord, you know. It said, know ye that the Lord, he is God, is he that has made us. Come on, y'all. I know all this new age stuff today, and people's hearts have been turned away from truth, and people think they're God now. I don't know how in the world you let the devil talk to you and trick you to think that you're God. You know, none of us are God. The Bible says right here, know ye that the Lord, he is God, not you. And I hear a lot of people say today, I am God. I am God. You remember Shirley MacLaine years ago? You can look at it, look it up, New Ager. She would stand out, you know, by the water and go round and round and round. I am God. I am God. And you just look. You know, that's the trick of the enemy. You're not God. We're not God. We can't save nobody. We can't heal nobody. We can't deliver nobody. We can't keep nobody. We ain't made nobody. You know, even the baby that's in your womb, you didn't make it. You didn't create it. God created life in your womb. And he's the one that brought you through to deliver it from your womb. You know? So, yeah. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it's he that have made us and not we ourselves. I was thinking on yesterday when I heard they was talking up, the young lady was testifying about, you know, how she was saved from Jim Jones. You know, yesterday I think was the anniversary of all those people that was murdered at the hands of a man that said that he was God. Oh, my God, and I say, how dangerous it is. Oh, how dangerous it is for you to say that you're God and people put their trust in man and think that they are God. There are a lot of pastors today, you know, are trying to be in the place of God. You know that you should tell these people don't worship you. They need to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith. You can't make nobody. You didn't save nobody. But it's a lot of people today, just like Jim Jones, got people saying that they are God. I am God. You're not God. You didn't make the trees, the skies, the flowers, the bees, the water, the ocean, the seas, the fishes in the sea. You did not make it. You did not create anything. God created everything. He made us all. It said it is he. Who he? God. That has made us and not we ourselves. We are the people, his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. That's to keep a praise on your lips all times. All times. Wherever you are, wherever you go, keep a praise, thanking God, worshiping him for what he does. And I was thinking back, not only Jim Jones, but David Koresh. You know, a lot of people lost their lives down there in Waco years ago, you know, putting their trust in men, putting their trust in a man. And people today are doing the same thing, putting your trust in a man that's got to stand before God and give an account just like you, got to die just like you. As I always say, there's two factors. The fact you were born, and there's also a fact you're going to die if the rapture don't come and take you, you know, before then. You know, but the Bible says, appointed to man wants to die and then judgment. Judgment, y'all, judgment. As in the days of Noah, you know, as in the days of Lot. Judgment came. I know people say God is a God of love. He's a God of love. Sure, but he's a God of judgment. He's a God of wrath. Of disobedience. There's consequences for disobeying God, disobeying his word. Oh, my God. And I thought back and I said, you know, years ago, not only him, but you hear people saying today that, you know, that they are God. You know, I remember, Paul Crouch and all of them just going to, you know, saying that they were God. And you hear people so much, they are God. You know, that's it. Isn't it tricking your mind to make you think you God, to take you away from the things of God, to take you away from the word of God? So he's still getting what he wants. There's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And you either in one or the other. You was born in the kingdom of Satan, but you can get out of that kingdom and get in the kingdom of God by accepting Christ in your life today. Turning your life over to him, saying, God, I'm tired of, you know, the way I'm living. I'm tired of the way I'm thinking. I'm tired of wrongdoing. I want to do the right thing. He will help you. You call out to him, cry out to him. You know, and another one, you know, I was thinking about Reverend Ike was saying, I am Jesus. And people were sitting there looking at him like they couldn't believe that he said, I am Jesus. Come on, y'all. Y'all better be jumping this last hour, worshiping these men and women, thinking that they are God, putting them in the place of God, putting no person in the place of God. It's he that's made us, y'all. The word said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Not you, not me. He is God. It is he that has made us. He that has made us, y'all. And not we ourselves. We need to get our thoughts back into the word of God. The word. I just want to share the word with you today. Get into the word of God. Talk to Jesus and he will talk to you. Talk to God and he will talk to you. Oh, yes. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Come on, be thankful to God. We all can look back over our lives and see some situations, circumstances we were in, and we know if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side, the enemy would have took you out a long time ago. Took us out a long time ago, but God's grace and his mercy. Come on, tell him thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Kept us from seeing and unseen danger. Sometimes you don't even see the danger, you know, that you was in. You know, could have been in. Sometimes, you know, he'll tell you don't go that way today, a way that you used to going, and then you go an opposite way that he told you to go, a different way. And you'll hear it at the same exact time that you knew that you were probably been right going the other way, that there was an accident or there was something that took place that it could have happened to you, but God. So be thankful unto him and bless his name. Bless his name, not bless these leaders and men and women that y'all worship and singers and, oh, my God. Come on. We're here at the Radio Church trying to help you. Come on, get your focus back. We're running out of time. Jesus could come in any moment. You know, this is the beast system, the mark of the beast system, everything getting in place, things are going down. You know, the nation going down, wars and rumors of wars. I'm telling you, so much going on. You better put your trust in the true and living God. Take your trust out of man. The Bible said put no trust in man. But keep your trust in the true and living God. Except for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We say, this is a totally different generation. Yes, but the word of God said it don't have to be, because he said his truth endures to all generations. The word of God said his word don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God's word don't change, y'all. And y'all hear these pastors saying there are many ways to God now. That's not what the Bible says. Let's get back to biblical truth so that you can live according to the word of God and not according to man's thoughts and man's ways. It says, and his truth endures through all generations. What he said to one, he's saying to all. So what he said to your grandmama and them, that everybody just feel like, okay, grandma gone there, auntie gone, mommy gone, or everybody gone, you know, that was steering you in, you know, in Christ, you feel like, okay, now I can just do what I want to do. You know, it's just a sad time. I listened to Karen Clark one time talking about, you know, her mama told her it's not nice for little girls to be whistling. So she says on her live, she started whistling and said, this one for you. Oh, my God, how disrespectful. If your mom told you don't whistle when she was here, she don't want you to whistle when she gone. You know, I mean, the Bible said train them up in the way of the Lord. Train you up in the right way in righteousness, you know. It wasn't nice for little girls to go around whistling. But anyway, I thought that was just so rude and just such a disrespect. As I tell you, It's a time for rejoicing, y'all. Rejoicing what? In the Lord and not rejoicing in yourself. There's no good thing in your flesh. You think you can just do whatever you want to do you know, and think it pleases God and think you're going to make it to heaven. There's so much stuff going on today. You know, as I say, you know, we need to stick to truth. These pastors telling you now there are many ways to God when the Word of God said Jesus is the only way, the only way. These pastors are saying today, like Minister Jakes and Bishop Jakes or whatever, is saying, you know, that their heaven is here on earth. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says he's going away to prepare a place for us. That's why he sent the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us and be a comforter when he left. That's the purpose of the Holy Ghost, to lead us and guide us until he comes back to receive us, to come back for the bridegroom, you know? Yeah. When the bridegroom comes back for his bride, I mean, your enemy's trying to twist some thoughts, but you know the devil's a liar. You know, so we can be like the five wise and not the five foolish. You know, wander off and say, oh, well, Jesus ain't came now. He's taking them too long to come back now, so I can just do what I want to do. You know, I got more time now. You know, they've been saying ever since grandmama and mama and all of them said, you know, was here, that he was coming back. He's still coming. He's still coming. Definitely stop taking anybody. I mean, every minute, every second, somebody's gone. Somebody's leaving. So death is constantly coming. Well, will you be ready? Will your house be in order? We must endure in truth. Stand on God's word. The word of God is the only thing going to help us, the only thing that will keep you. And I was reading this morning right here. I'm going to read a little bit of this. In Psalms 100, you know, talking about being thankful. Oh, we got something to be thankful for. The Bible says, look, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. There's a lot of ungodly counseling today. We're so blessed to have the Word of God to be your counselor today, to be your guide today. The Word of God is a roadmap from earth to glory to lead us and guide us into truth today. It says, you know, blessed is the man. You'll be blessed. We are blessed. Is the man that walketh not in the counsel, not in the counsel of ungodly. Ungodly counsel. Unsaved folks. You need to make sure that you get your counseling from a true man and woman of God, and from the word of God. This word will counsel you. He said, no, stand up in the way of sinners. There's a lot of people standing in the way of sinners today. They're looking at the church today, and the church look like the world. And, you know, a lot of people dealing with mental illness and struggling with the spirit of suicide, and they look at the church, and they see that the church look just as bad as the is outside the church, because a lot of people are in the church and not even saved anyway, just grew up in the church singing, oh, used to sing in the choir and sing solos and stuff. That didn't make you saved. But a lot of people, because that's what they did all their life, grew up in the church, never gave your life to the Lord, never got a personal relationship with God, but now you're running the churches and people, and you're leading people astray and away from the word of God, because you're doing the same thing you do in the world, singing blues and singing, you know, jazz, and, you know, even Kirk Franklin up there talking about a sex machine. I mean, oh my God, lead the people away. He talking about years ago, talking about some of y'all think that gospel music gone too far. Yes, it's gone too far. It went left. And the Bible here in the book of Psalms tells us the psalms we need to sing. Psalms and hymns and spiritual song. You just can't sing any kind of song to the Lord. Tell me, you make a melody unto the Lord, getting stuff off the altar of Baal. Worldly songs and changing it, putting Jesus in it, and you know, I think that's going to make it, you know, sacred. Oh, no, it's profane. It's not sacred. It didn't come off the altar of Christ. Come off the altar of Baal. From the world. God don't have to accept them from the world. When you come to Christ, you give up the world, the old you. Put away the old you, and all things become new. Everything become new. New music. New walk. New talk. A new life in Christ. Things you used to do, you don't want to do no more. You don't even desire them no more, because Christ changes your desires.
He changes your appetite, spiritual things, instead of fleshly things. Your flesh, the Bible says, has nothing good in your flesh. Got to die. That flesh, you got to kill that flesh. How you kill that flesh? Reading the Word of God. Putting out the old, bringing in the new with the Word of God. Oh, yes, He changed your life. He changed you on the inside out, from the inside out. Yeah, He works from you inside out. Oh, yes. Yes. He said, and nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but His delight is in the law of the Lord. Your delight, your pleasure, you know, it's in the delight of the Lord. You want to please Him. You just want to praise Him. You just want to honor Him. You just want to worship Him. When you get Christ for real, the old things you used to do, you don't want to do. The old things you used to say, you won't say no more. You won't be cussing. These preachers cussing and think it's all right. Misleading, misguiding people. That's why the Bible's talking about ungodly counseling. Ungodly. These are ungodly men and women in the pulpit telling you it's all right. Everything is all right now. You can just do what you want to do. That means that you think you God when you can do whatever you want to do. No, not my will, God, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will is what we want. God's will is what you want for your life. That's what it should be. And the Bible says, and in His law, His word, do we meditate day and night. Think on His word. Think on these things, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, whatever is true. Think on these things. You know, have the mind of Christ. Lord, change my mind. Give me the mind of your mind, God. Your heart, God. Yes. It says, so what? And He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Yeah, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, yes. Don't you want to be like a tree? See, now, flower pot, you just pick it up and take that flower pot off from here to here. You can just set that flower pot anywhere. But a tree, you just can't pick it up and move it around. And that's how He wants us to be. You know, when these people come talking about, you know, and He warned us, they be coming saying there's a new Jesus. You know, come over here. He said, don't go. Look, God's doing a new thing over here. They're our church. Y'all come over here. We can praise, dance. You can hump, bump, crump. You can cuss. You can drink. You can do it all. That's what the young lady said when she went to T.D. Jakes' church. Said, hey, I'm going to tell all my family, my sister and their children, and everybody can come over here. We can just do what we want to do. We can jazz. We can learn how to swing, dance. You know, everything is over here. Play bingo. You know, hey, you can just do whatever you want to do. And a matter of fact, they were playing a song from years ago. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. And that's what led and leading people away from and astray. Do you not know that's what the enemy come to do? Even with Jim Jones saying that he is God. And he led many people astray from the word of God. You know? And a lot of people lost their lives, not only grown people, but children. Oh, my God. Many people lost their lives, and it was some that was able to get away so that they could tell the story. Remind me of Job's children when they were, you know, partying, you know. And Job, let me go there right here. You know, it kind of remind me of that. You know, that there's somebody left to tell you and to warn you of what took place. You know, sometimes when, you know, some people be spared, so you can go back and warn others. Go back and warn others. Yeah, let's see right here, Joe. It says in the fourth verse of chapter 1 of Job, and his sons went and feasted in their houses every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to come and eat and drink with them. And it was so, when that day of that feast were gone about, that Job sent and sacrificed and sanctified
sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered, I need to turn light on in here, offered a burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God if they're in their hearts. Thus did Job continue. You know, it said, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan and came also among them against me. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? And Satan answered the Lord, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him? Can he say that about you today? That there is none like us, none like you in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that assured evil. Yeah, feared God and assured evil. Me ran from evil. Ran from evil doing. Oh, yes. Can he say that about you? It said, he shall be like a tree. Come on, y'all, be like a tree, not a flower pot that can be moved up and taken from here to there. We got to stand on God's truth. That's the itching ear doctrine came in. And, you know, like I just said, they say, they'll be saying, come over here. God's doing a new thing. You can mine and you can do all this. Oh, you can just do whatever you want to do in this church. That's not God's church. He said a holy church, a sanctified church, a holy sanctified church, a set apart church for God's use, not for yours, not for others to just do whatever they want to do and change God's word and say there are many ways to God and you can do whatever you want to do. Oh, no. It says, and bring forth his fruit in his season. You shall know them by their fruit. You shall know people by their lifestyle, y'all. And his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You don't have to worry about prosperity, because the Bible says whatever you do shall prosper. When you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he's saying all these other things, the houses, cars, or whatever, you know, that these people are sacrificing their loved ones for to get stuff. Oh, my God, ain't nothing worth your soul. Ain't nobody worth your soul. Your stuff going to run out. Houses, cars, and, you know, I don't care how many houses. I mean, some of them, oh, God, oh, my God, acres and acres of land. And people living on the street don't have nowhere to lay their head. Greedy. Ain't offering nothing. Don't need all that. But, see, the more you get, the more you want. Greed. And the Bible talks about that too, greedy. He called these pastors greedy dogs. Yeah. He said they're greedy dogs. Look it up in Isaiah. He said they're greedy dogs, never getting enough, laying down slumbering, not telling people the word of God, not telling people the truth, but laying down slumbering, doing whatever they want to do. You know? He said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly shall perish. Come on, y'all. See, in other words, you know, you don't have to judge the sinner. You know what I'm saying? Because sinners do what sinners do. And it's for you to come out of your sin so that you can be born again. You don't expect sinners to act like a saint, but that's what's taking place now. The people that came in the world, from out of the world, in the church, standing in the way. You weren't saved. You were pretending to be saved. There's a lot of people pretending. You know, you're trying to serve God and serve the devil, too. You're on the devil's platform and on God's platform, too. You can't be in two places. Mm-mm. You can't serve two masters. Either your master is God or your master is Satan. It's two kingdoms, kingdom of God and kingdom of Satan. And you're only in one or the other.
If you ain't on the Lord's side, guess whose side you're on? You're on the devil's side. And whether you recognize or whether you want to believe it or not, it's so. It's so. The Bible says you were born in sin until you get born again. Born in sin. I was born in sin. You were born in sin. Your mama, everybody was born in sin until you accept Christ in your life. And he will change you. He'll change your life. Oh, yes. But let me go to this this chapter right here. It's chapter 2. Say, why do the heathen rage? The world, the sinners, and the people imagine a vain thing. Why? It said the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together. Everything's coming together. The Muslims. He said, you know, T.D. Jakes said we all serve, and Bush all said we all serving the same God. Everything coming together. Kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, one world system, one world religion. That's not what God said, but that's what man is saying. Trying to get everything under one umbrella. That's why people can do whatever they want to do, live any kind of way, say anything, go anywhere, and say that you represent Christ. But the devil's deceiving you. He's a deceiver. He's deceiving you today. It said, and taking counseling together, everybody coming together. Against what? The Lord. The Lord. You got Buddhist worshipers. You got Muslim worshipers, snake worshipers. Everybody coming together. The Baptists, the Pentecost, everybody coming together. When we and Bush and his dad and Obama and the rest of them, all I'm saying, we all serving the same God. T.D.J., we're all serving the same God. Talking about there are many ways to God. But, when he was talking about others shall I bring, he was talking about the Jews and the Gentiles. He wasn't talking about everybody just mixing up together, you know, the Muslims. Killing. Yeah, I mean, you decapitating people's heads. I mean, oh, my God. And these people going to make it to heaven. But you listen to these preachers today. They telling you everybody going to make it. Do whatever you want to do. I mean, you hear all the gruesome crimes. I mean, people killing their whole entire family. A man kill his whole entire family. Oh, he's going to heaven, huh? Man kill his mother. He going to heaven, right? Throw that in I think they found a body in the lake. The NBA football player, you know, killed his mom and then ran out of the country. Come on, y'all. But these people going to make it to heaven. Y'all need to read your word. Y'all need to read the Bible. Stuff not making sense. If you can just do what you want to do, just kill somebody, allow somebody, you know, and, you know, steal from people. And look at the young man that stole all that merchandise from Amazon. No consequences for his actions? Oh, no. Oh, he's going to jail. You know, he's going to prison. So there's consequences for our action. I mean, I don't understand why people think you can have consequences for everything but the church, everything but the house of God. You don't want no consequences. You don't want no rules in God's house. There's rules everywhere. Rules in the school. Rules in your home. Rules everywhere. But you don't want no rules in God's house. No, we're just going to do what we want to do. Just come in here any kind of way. Say anything. Do anything. You know, humping, bumping, crumping, doing it all. Kurt Franklin up there acting like Michael Jackson, him and Dietrich Haddon acting like Prince. Come on, y'all. These people weren't claiming to be saved. And this is what you got for an example of Christ? No, the devil is a liar. I'm telling you today, give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I just wanted to come on a little bit, and I thought maybe I was just going to keep sharing, you know, the word, but I don't want to hold you. I know today, you know, you sharing your time with your family. I just wanted to come on and tell you we're here at the Ready Church. We're still giving thanks on today. We want to help you. You know, the devil in Revelation chapter 12 said the devil knows he has but a short time. He knows that he running out of time. You know, we can take time and, you know, and relax and, you know, and get away and all this stuff. Yeah, we ain't got time for none of that. We should be on a battlefield, not a cruise ship. There ain't no time for cruising. You know, taking time off. You know, yeah, I love my family and, you know, we can pray and read and all that and worship and stuff. But we still got to do the work of the Lord. We still got to do the will of God. Ain't no time off. We ain't got no time. The devil ain't taking no time. He's hounding you because he wants you back. Those that he don't have, he wants you back. And those that he lost, I mean, those that he lost, he want back. And those that he got, he want to keep you. When we're here at the Ready Church, just want to let you know that we're concerned about your soul. And we want to say, oh, yes, give thanks unto the Lord. Not just once a year, but every day is a day of thanksgiving. God has been good to us. Oh, yes, and he's still blessing us. So we here at the Ready Church say, God bless you and your family on this very blessed and wonderful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And never take time away from the word of God, but stay on guard. The Bible said, watch and pray. Stay alert. We're living in some crucial times, dangerous times. Keep your focus in the word of God, for there is life in the word. God bless you, the Ready Church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you, God. We give thanks on today for another day of Thanksgiving, which is every day is a day of Thanksgiving. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our friends and even our enemies on today. We pray, oh God, for this nation that turned their hearts away from truth with the violence. And, oh God, and everything that's just taking place in this nation. We pray for this nation. Oh God, that you would direct. Oh God, that people will give their lives to you before time is too late. We pray, oh God, on today that someone will say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready. Jesus is still coming soon. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.